As we continue through our journey of the frequencies of wisdom, we are focusing on wisdom's new scroll. And in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This verse, in its profound depth and eloquent simplicity, reverberates with the celestial whisper of wisdom. The heart, as seen through the lens of the mystics, is not simply a biological entity, a mere organ pulsing with life. Rather, it is a spiritual entity, a vessel brimming with emotions and intellect, a sacred junction where divinity and humanity intertwine, stirring divine pathways within us. Within the sanctum of the heart lies the deep well of Chokmah, the ancient Hebrew word for wisdom, the primordial awakening of divine pathways that meander through the depths of our being. To guard your heart is more than just a mandate for protective vigilance against external intrusions. To ascend into the celestial palaces of wisdom, it is a call to align with her structures so she may guide you into contemplation, meditation, and yielding her gentle whispers of divine treasure. When we do, every action, every decision, and every word becomes a sacred river flowing from this fountainhead of wisdom. It is here, in the mystical chambers of our hearts, where wisdom ignites a treasure trove of heart-to-heart entanglement, guiding us into realms of deep divine revelation. There is an insistent call echoing through the spirit realm for the sons of God to cleanse and order their spiritual house. This forthcoming divine phase requires an exquisitely crafted structure of wisdom and understanding. It compels us to examine what we let infiltrating our thoughts, feelings, and desires. The time is here for seclusion, for setting ourselves apart, so Yahweh may delve into the pathways of our hearts. He is extending an invitation, leading us into a sacred chamber of His heart, an inner sanctuary like anything we have ever known. Wisdom has been entrusted with this divine scroll, and she is in search of the sons who will yield to a call for divine separation. The words of Proverbs 10:11 amplifies this. The teachings of the lovers of God are like living truth flowing from the fountain of life, but the words of the wicked hide an ulterior motive. From this place of separation, a divine revelation will flow, shaking the foundations of nations, revealing ascended realms to those who yearn for a heightened experience of intimacy with Jesus. They will speak words of interwoven with unheard of revelations, revealing unseen hues and scents yet to be inhaled. Wisdom is amid unveiling what lies ahead. Jesus ushers us towards an introspective journey, as mentioned in Luke 6:45. He gently reminds us that our outward manifestations, our spoken words and actions, emerge from our ascension realities. This scripture emphasizes that the manifestation of wisdom, or its absence, depends on the seeds we sow in the fertile soil of our hearts. As we retreat into our secret garden with Jesus, surrendering to the new wisdom scroll, a profound shift occurs. It might seem daunting at first, but in that place of surrender, wisdom unlocks her treasury, showering us with divine treasures that transcend an entire lifetime of blissful experiences in one fleeting second. If our hearts brim with a love for wisdom, our words and actions will naturally mirror the entanglements within our hearts. The essence of wisdom's new scroll lies in aligning our hearts with the ascended realms to which we surrender, fostering a manifestation of the wellspring of her treasures within this new scroll. Will you dare to surrender? It's time for divine separation. Here's an activation prayer. Jesus, I surrender. Search my heart. Give me the courage to face what I need to sort and the determination to follow through. If you would like to subscribe to the blog, you can follow the link to the website. And there's also a link to any courses that will activate and grow and mature your sonship. I love you big time.